Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome in on a Thursday, and Mother Nature has blessed us. No Tigers, because we have no time for them today. Because we have, I think, one of the most thought-provoking opens to this show in history. And I will tell you, I came into work thinking one thing, and I am currently sitting here thinking another, all because of the man to my left. See, I was going to start the day today with a completely different question regarding the now deceased O.J. Simpson. But as I began to ask the question, yeah, I'll just tell the people the question. I was going to ask the Holy Ghost revival of Rico and David. Gentlemen, how bad of a person am I that I'm happy he's gone, as I thought he was human garbage? And then all of a sudden, Rico, without looking up, Rico had his professorial glasses on. He was working on legislation. Rico just lowered his glasses right to the edge of his beak and goes, you know, he didn't kill those people. I go, oh no, not this. And what proceeded to take place was as thought-provoking, informational, and potentially mind-altering a speech from Rico Beard as I've ever heard. So what I want to do is this. I want Rico to present this because all I can ever think of when you bring up OJ is I was watching Knicks Rockets, 13 years old, and wait, what's happening?
I was in grad school, and yeah, I was rooting for the Knicks, and I'm like, why am I watching this car on the freeway? What is this? What is going on?
Correct. But David, I have to bring you in on this because Kenny and I were taken aback. Rico said what he said to me. You then popped out of the cubicle going, you know, I've thought that for a while. I'd like to do Rico Presents. Can we do that?
Okay.
Because I want you to share what you shared with me. And I'm telling you, it stopped me in my tracks.
So how much time do I have here? Do I need to just
ready?
Speed it up?
Nope. Ready? Microphone's off.
No, it all started because, you know, like when everything came down, yeah, it looked as if OJ had did it. Right? The jury said he didn't do it and he got off, and now it's a whole different subject. But something just never sat right with me because it was like, okay, you hear about what the horrific crime was and how the two, Nicole and Ron, were stabbed to death. And, you know, not to get too graphic, but it was almost a decapitation. And then I saw that the ESPN 30 for 30, it was a 5-part series.
Made in America. Sorry.
And they actually showed the crime scene, like police footage of the actual crime scene. And you saw the amount of blood that was all around. And then you go back and say, well, wait, they just found like a couple drops on OJ. Like I'm like, I don't think that OJ did this because there would be blood everywhere. Mike, you're a cook. When you're in the kitchen cooking raw meat, that blood gets everywhere, let alone a person fighting you, a struggle, it's going to go. So what I've often thought was like, maybe he was covering for somebody. And then it got to the point where, yeah, I thought it was his son, Jason. His son, Jason, at the time was in his like early 20s, I believe, had the same build as OJ. He was a chef. He worked with knives. he wasn't the most stable person. And I thought that, you know what? I think OJ knew, and I don't ever think that they really pursued it because they wanted OJ to be guilty. But I think OJ was protecting his kid the entire time and knew, you can come after me all you want, because in the end, you're not going to have enough evidence, because I know it's not me, but I do know who it is. He covered it up. Now, I don't know why. I mean, maybe the son, he could have hired the son. I don't know why the son went and did what he did, but I do think that, I think it's his son. And now Jason Simpson has really pretty much fallen off the face of the earth. You haven't heard from him since that trial. He has just disappeared. Even if you try to call him at his job.
I did. They did not answer.
Now, Dave, people, here's what I want to know. I want this to be an open discourse. OJ's dead. I felt pretty good about that when I heard the news. Then Rico's like, I wouldn't feel good about that. I go, why? Well, I don't think he killed those people.
Well, you should never feel good about somebody dying, just in general.
Oh, I think there's a short list of people you can have party poppers for dying.
I'm sorry, okay. was I supposed to be sad when they threw Osama over a boat?
No, I said, I didn't disagree. I just said, I didn't think that he was on your short list of people.
Oh, he's human garbage. But, the minute you said what you said, David popped up and said, well, I believe that too. Then Powers walks through the door with his normal burrito bowl lunch, and he's like, well, golly gee willikers, I believe the same. So I said, oh, to hell with this. We're opening the show with
because, Mike, if you would have killed the people in that style, like if he shoots them, yeah, I wouldn't believe it. But the amount of blood that it would take to do all of that would be all over you. It wouldn't just be a drop here and a drop there and a little smudge. Man, you couldn't wash it off in that short a period of time, which is why I think Son did it. They never pursued the Son, so Son had enough time to burn the clothes and do whatever. And
here are some of the details. Here are some of the questions that have been, because Rico sent me down a rabbit hole regarding OJ's oldest son. Guy was a sous chef, so he worked with knives all the time. He was at work that night. There are questions as to whether he used the time clock to punch out that night. If you're a chef, what do you take home with you? Your knives.
Your knives.
They don't stay at work. Then you have the, what was it called? Random rage disorder, whatever this guy had, bipolar. Then there's the thought process of he was supposed to be cooking for the family that night. It would place him at the house, right? He was already on probation for allegedly threatening someone with a knife. Like, Rico sent me down a rabbit hole. So here's all I want to know. David, people, do not be ashamed to walk from the shadows and walk into the light. Mm-hmm. I want to say something very transparent. Rico had major trepidation doing this because he felt I was setting up a rake. And I would like to tell you, there's no rake. Do you see a rake? I don't see a rake. I want people to be able to walk out of the shadows and into the light if you share Rico's opinion. Because OJ's dead, and I was all pumped up. And then Rico's got me feeling guilty about it because he said he ain't the killer. Have you held the conspiracy that it was not OJ, and the theory of one Rico Lamar Beard is that it was OJ's oldest son?
And let me clarify. I'm not saying OJ was a good person and OJ was a saint. But, yeah, I think when it came to this, he went to his grave protecting his kid. I think his kid did it. And they never really went down that angle because I think with OJ leaving and then the white Bronco chase, he had the appearance of a guilty man. Why would you run, Juice? Why would you do this? I don't think he wanted to. He was trying to get out of town because he knew, in my opinion, this looks bad. And he knew, this is my kid. I got to protect my kid at all cost. And I'll go on trial, and if he's guilty, I think he would have kept his mouth shut and never said a thing. But there would have been blood all over him, blood all in the his truck, whatever he had. It would have been everywhere, Mike, because that scene was horrific when I saw it. That particular scene changed everything. Paradigm shifting.
Now, you were on the Court TV camera crew for the time.
No, I was not. I was still in grad school. So,
David.
But it consumed now. Everybody because we watched it every day.
It was the trial of the century involving a major sports celebrity and TV celebrity. And I mean, dude, I was 13. Every day, like I would listen to the Howard Stern show. Every day.
Bruh.
Then it was on the news every day.
I had grad classes at MSU running back to the apartment so I could sit and watch it. Like, oh, let's get this class over with because I don't want to miss this.
Now, David supports your theory.
I do support his theory. I have always leaned in the direction of this. Again, let me just preface this. I was in second grade when the trial was going on. So a lot of the information I get from this is from my father, who has believed for years that OJ did not do this.
This is unbelievable.
And I've gone down the rabbit hole even more so since Rico has said it. It's leaning in the direction that he may not have done this.
I want you people to treat this like confessional, except there's no priest and a screen. There's just us.
Yeah.
I want you to say, is Rico speaking the truth? Your truth. No one will ever know the truth.
He won't.
Especially now because OJ's dead.
Right. But I just think that the evidence, if you take away the name and just put John Brown out there and you look at the physical evidence, it doesn't add up, Mike. That's what got me. It was like he should have been drenched in blood. It should have been everywhere in his hair. I mean, everything should have had the blood on it. And it was just a few droplets here. It was a smudge there. That doesn't add up.
Yeah, because people want to say, oh, well, he changed clothes. Okay, well, then where's the evidence of all the blood from where he changed the clothes?
David, once again, if you're just in the kitchen doing stuff and like stuff gets all, and you're like, oh, how did that get here? Man, how did that get all up my sleeve?
Now, can I just say one thing? I mean, I am thrilled at this discovery because it's a topic that I never imagined we'd be doing. Can you at least give me this? That at best, OJ is an accessory to murder. That OJ played a role in a woman getting her head cut off by, at a minimum, potentially covering up for someone.
I see it.
Okay.
This is not me saying OJ was a great guy and father of the year. No.
I just want to make sure.
What I'm saying is he actively participated in a cover-up.
So am I okay feeling good he's dead?
Sure. Sure.
Does that get a spiritual blessing?
I can't give you a spiritual blessing, but I'm not going to judge you either. It's one of those, you know what, Mike? If you're okay with that, then I'm okay with that.
If the spirit doesn't fit, you must acquit.
It's one, no. Or the spirit may just look the other way as you celebrate. How about that?
All right. 248-539-9797. Oh, bet your ass we're going to talk some draft today, 2 weeks from today. Your dream outcome in Detroit. Oh, we also got to talk about our new Hollywood sign.
Do we?
With garbage on the streets.
Do we?
Nice use of $400,000 there. And the Masters starts today. A question that I think Tiger could lead a different revolution. Much like Rico is a thought leader here and people are crawling out from the darkness to share their truth, I think Tiger Woods could do the same. Because a lot of men refuse to admit something. We have so much to talk about. But we start Rico, the rabbit hole. Do you believe OJ is innocent? And do you believe it was his oldest son? Rico presents. That's how we're starting the show today.
Yeah. I always thought it was Jason.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
David, we are exploring the boundaries of our beliefs today. Yes, we will get to the draft, but OJ's dead. I was happy about it. Rico said you shouldn't be because he didn't kill those people. And then Rico began rattling off all of these things about OJ's oldest son. And I'm like, dude, we're doing this topic. Then he's like, no, we're not. You're going to hit me with a rake. You made people think I'm insane about the eclipse, which he is. The point is, not all insanities are the same. This is a legitimate theory. This is a legitimate insanity.
I will tell you this, Rico. You saying this has allowed people to come out of the woodwork.
Rico walked so you can run. That's how this works.
Family members are texting me right now saying how their mom believed this and how other people in the family believe this. And I never knew this.
Mom never had a voice. She died.
No,
come on.
Because it's divisive. It's like there are certain topics that you just, it's either white or black. It's either this or that.
Fact that they never considered the son a person of interest, even though the son tried. Remember when the son showed up and freaked out when they were trying to coax OJ out of the car? Mm-hmm. They detained him. Never questioned nothing.
Well, even to the fact, allegedly, it was like, I'm with my girlfriend that night. And the girlfriend was like, no, you weren't.
Also a lie.
So
Rico presents.
He was built the same. And then supposedly, you know, the skull cap. There's photos of Jason wearing a cap very similar that he never wore after that.
And what are the sharpest knives on the planet? Chef's knives.
And just
that's all I got. This isn't my theory.
No. But the amount of blood, OJ should have been drenched. Just because with Goldman like struggling and fighting with him, man, it's all over you. It's over your clothes. It's in your hair. It's on your skin.
Do you speak from experience?
No, I do not.
Okay, just want to clear that up. All right, David.
No, I do not. But remember, I used to work in special effects, so I know how that works.
Oh, the ticket texters are loving this.
See?
Someone says, I always thought OJ did it, especially since OJ didn't try to find the murderer. Didn't know about the son, though. Now, everything Rico said makes sense.
He died trying.
Wow.
Which is how he was able to write the book, if I would have done it.
Except when the Goldman and family sued him and got the rights to the book and changed the title to I Did It.
Jody in the D says, I literally told my college roommate that the son did it an hour before you all came on air.
That's right.
You're not alone, Rico.
Rico's an opinion leader. He's a liberator.
The blood was on his socks. He changed his clothes. There was blood inside the Bronco. OJ did it.
All right.
But the amount of blood, the Bronco would have been just saturated.
What if? Well, I mean, we can theorize. The theory would be, if you believe Rico Lamar Beard, maybe OJ showed up, saw what his son did,
and I was
tried
about
to help things out, got some of the I'm nasty you, on him.
I'm dropping you off. Burn this stuff. We can't talk for a while.
Which means I still get to be happy OJ's dead. I think.
Okay.
Maybe.
So how did Jason...
She never celebrated death, but I'll allow you...
But there are really bad people.
I can't put like OJ and Bin Laden in the same category.
Well, they're both human garbage. I don't want to have to do a power ranking of bad people, but I believe he butchered two people, and at a minimum, he helped cover it up.
Some people are garbage. Some people are garbage juice, but I get what you're saying.
I don't know. All right. We'll debate that
later.
Go
ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Are the Lions taking a running back? 2-4-8. Come on.
One more here says, so how did Jason Simpson leave his dad's DNA at the scene and in the Bronco?
Because of what we just talked about. The theory would be if you believe...
If you are a RICO disciple, you believe OJ went to that scene.
And
but it was in a supporting cast role.
And as far as DNA goes, Jason has half of OJ's.
I mean, you get, that's our point structure today. Let's go to Tom, 97.1. Tom, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Tom.
So, if I can provide, I think that Rico's theory is plausible, but there is another theory that I've always thought is also plausible, and that was there was like two other murders connected to the restaurant that Ron Golden worked at and like these nightclubs in LA. There was a record executive that was murdered in the year before. And actually Ito allowed it to kind of be in discovery in the trials. It's like very similar, like gangland style murders. And then about a year after the murders of Nicole and Ron Goldman, there was a murder of another waiter at the same restaurant, that Mezzaluna restaurant in Beverly Hills that Ron Coleman worked at. So I always thought it definitely could have been OJ's son, or it definitely could have been connected to these nightclubs and these like drug trafficking things that seemed to be going on in that area at the time. And also, I do remember watching the Rockets finals and all of a sudden seeing that white Bronco, and as a 9-year-old being like, who is OJ?
Yeah, so, it was unbelievable. I knew him from TV. Like, you knew who O.J. Simpson was, but you knew him from Hertz, and you knew him from...
Naked Gun.
Absolutely. Leslie Nielsen.
Thornburg.
Classic. When he goes down in the wheelchair and then bounces onto the field. Unbelievable. But no, so Tom, Rico, more plausible than not.
100%. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't make O.J. a good guy, but...
Right.
You know, who knows what happened? We never really found out.
And Tom, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying this man is a saint, but I think he knew. I think he took it to his grave. But
do you understand the courage it takes for you to be doing this right now? You're giving people a voice. Look at you.
Did not realize that.
You know what? I'm going to go to RL. He's up next. Another Rico disciple. What's up, RL?
What's up, guys? Listen, Rico was hitting this on the head. The fact, if you've ever just been in a fight, the way that was shown, we didn't even get to Ronald Goldman. Nicole was one thing as it relates to her head almost being cut off. But Ronald's fight, not in that cage, but outside there, right outside of the cage, said that he fought for his life for about 90 seconds. I'm talking about you're fighting for your life. Knives, he was cutting his hand all across his face. There would be no way physically this could not, OJ could not have done this from a physical standpoint. And we haven't even gotten to the Mark Furman situation. Let's just take the fight. The Mark Furman thing turned into a whole nother thing for society, racial lines, all of that stuff. But physically.
But yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Physically, that crime scene, when I saw it, you're saturated in blood. You're right. Goldman is fighting for his life. There's going to be bruises. There's going to be a lot of things that go on in that 90 seconds, and it's going to be more than just some blood on the socks and some blood in the car.
And OJ was talking about that, you know, he broke the glass on his finger in the hotel room. If you had just cut someone's head off, just think of that, Mike. Just think of that. If you had just
I'd rather not
cut someone's head off, you would be just in kitchen stuff. I've paper cut and can't get the blood to stop on a paper cut. You fighting somebody and you fighting somebody trying to kill them and you're trying to, it's just no way. But again, the Mark Furman stuff, you got to watch the 30 for 30, Mike, if you're really interested.
Oh, Made in America. I've watched it. The five parter. Yeah.
That was huge. That was huge. It won all kind of awards and it kind of just went into some things, but hey, I'll hang up and listen. Guys, whatever.
Listen, hey man, RL, I forced Rico to do this today. I go, we can't let this go. This is fascinating. Man, we talk about the draft for 3 months. I'm pretty sure we could talk for two segments on this.
But I wanted to talk about the sign.
We're gonna get to the damn sign. Which that sign should be as dead as OJ. That sign is terrible. Man, clean up your damn streets. Damn garbage all up and down 75. Where the hell's caller DJ? Isn't that his line of work?
It is.
I thought you knew that. DJ, clean up the damn roads.
You know what?
Gretchen was supposed to fix the damn things. It's your job to clean them.
Now I realize it. You were off. Stoney was in here when he called up talking about this.
Yeah, don't be giving me that. Pick up the damn garbage.
Oh, no, he's trying. But as he's cleaning it up, in his defense, people are literally throwing it at his cleaning crew. More garbage.
Oh, God.
He's trying. His people are trying.
People are awful.
People in Detroit are like,
wait a minute. This man is trying to clean up the highways.
Yes.
And people's first response to caller DJ cleaning up the highways.
Can you put that in that bag, too?
Is to throw garbage at the guy picking the garbage up. How did we ever get that much garbage on our highways? Do you know what we don't have in the state of New York? Garbage on the highways. How does the garbage even get there? Like, I've never had the urge while driving 90 on the highway to be like, well, this water bottle can't stay here. Whee! Why us? Answer it. You have the answer to the OJ murder. I need an answer for that.
Why garbage? I got nothing for that.
I've never seen it like this in any other state. Why?
Maybe because we drive more than any other state. We
don't NFL have... draft, 2 weeks from tonight, garbage. Everywhere in and around Detroit like on the highways.
We're like the only city without a mass transit system, so maybe that's why. Everybody else has subways and L's and stuff like that.
Yeah, the trash is in the subway. You can't see it on the street.
It's just a hidden underground receptacle.
Right, we have it on the streets because we don't have a subway. We got the Q line and the people over.
No. You cannot put this on the Q line.
I said we have the Q line.
248.
Their fault.
539-9797. More of your phone calls. And yes, top of the hour. 2 weeks from tonight, your dream outcome for the Lions in the first round. I can't promise you a Rico presents on that. I can just promise you I have a definite opinion. All right, Rico is adjusting the thermostat because Doug and Scott, for some reason, want to do a show. I think Doug's trying to kill Gator. I think, speaking of killing and murder, I think Doug is trying to kill Gator. Doug keeps the thermostat in his studio at like 80 degrees. Gator's dressed like it's January out. He's always wearing like full-on sweaters. Doug's trying to kill him.
That's a good theory.
I figured it's OJ's day. We may as well.
30 for 30. What really happened to Gator?
Rico's theories on Doug being a killer.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, David, some ticket techs. I mean, Rico presents to start the show today. Just tremendous. Go ahead.
It's amazing. Great opener to the show. Laugh so hard, I just kicked my speaker into the pool. Thanks, guys.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Someone else says, OJ is guilty as sin. Why would an innocent man flee with money, a passport, and a gun?
Rico, I think that OJ knew what was about to go down. He knew it was going to look like him. He knew his son did it. And OJ was a type that always needed to be loved. He couldn't handle the fact that people...
Yeah, well, then
don't have
the cops called on you for domestic violence 8 times.
And
you piece of human garbage.
Once again,
you want to be loved, don't put your hands on a woman. How about that, you piece of poop?
I'm not going to argue that with you. That's what I said. He's not a good person.
I get to celebrate his death.
But
to hell with your spiritual blessing. Guy was garbage.
I mean, even the...
But it doesn't mean he killed them.
Even
the
Rico Beard.
Even the police chase was a cry for attention. Let's drive down the highway doing 25.
The fact that it took place in the middle of the NBA Finals. The fact that, I mean, you were...
No, not only that. Unless you've been out to L.A., they had to clear the freeway for him. L.A.'s freeways are packed.
Very much.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, the 405.
They're always packed. This was, it was almost like a Hollywood movie. People holding up signs, go Juice, go. Yeah, that was, David, this is one of those surreal things that I couldn't believe I was actually witnessing.
I mean, they're trying to call the game on NBC with the chase on the TV next to him.
He's calling in the NBC, and some person at the desk is like, yeah, you're not OJ, click. So he's trying to call back. Yeah, nice try, but we're watching the OJ. He's like, it's me, Costa. Bob Costa lost it. Like
Jim Costa?
Bob.
Oh.
Like, when OJ calls again, you let him through.
I still love that when they have the police tape. And, I mean, think of the ego. It's AC. Man, nobody knows who the hell you are.
Bruh, all I got to say is...
Yeah, air conditioning company.
AC became... a verb, an adjective. You wanted an AC in your life. AC was the original ride or die. AC has never said a word about anything that's happened in that truck. He knew firsthand.
How about the sun?
Nothing.
How about the sun disappearing?
Yeah.
Not a trace.
For as much that his father loved being on social media, even though people did... His son,
trace. We have no trace of this guy. There was even a light trace, 2016. That's 8 years ago. Yeah. Gone. Vanished. As if he doesn't exist. R.L. Beard presents. Let's go to the people. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, guys. You know, I don't know how old you are, Rico. I'm 57. But you brought back some memories because I had completely forgot about the people holding up with signs along the freeway. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in a previous life, and that's just the way I put it, I term it, because I'm no longer in this business. I used to work in sports marketing and management. And, you know, I had a couple of high-profile clients. Dan Marino was one of them. Well, Marino every year held this celebrity charity golf tournament. Long story short, me and my buddy, we're leaving the hotel on our way to the golf course, and we're in the logo vehicle for the event. Who pulls up next to us is O.J. Simpson. He said, you guys heading over to the tournament? I'm like, yeah. He said, you know where you're going? I said, not really. He said, follow me. So we follow him. He's running stop signs, red lights, yield signs, all of that. Me and Rich just looking at each other. We're just laughing, man, because we can't believe we're following O.J. Simpson through all of that. But the other reason I called, though, was because Rico brought up the sun, which made me remember why I've always had a hard time believing, but hard time sort of coming to a consensus opinion as to whether he did this or not, is because O.J., even during that tournament, and I was a part of another tournament he did just 10 days before the murders, he had a hard time finishing the tournament. I think he had some knee issues at the Marino tournament. He finished it, but he was not in good shape. And I always kind of remembered that because, for one, he was a boyhood idol of mine from a sports standpoint. But two, when it came to this whole murder thing, I just never, I had a hard time believing he could go toe to toe with Ron Goldman, like that guy, that RL guy said, who was fighting for his life. You know, so you got a 20-something-year-old cat who's fighting for his life against this, I guess OJ was in his mid-40s, I guess, and at
with
that
bad
time.
Bad knees, yeah.
Bad knees and probably bad hips and whatever else. But, and I just always had a hard time with it. And it wasn't until Rico brought up the fact that if he had darn near decapitated Nicole, that would have just squirted blood all over him. So, like I was telling your call screener, man, I can be convinced that he did it, but I'm still on that fence. And then finally, I'm
but
just
at a
say
minimum,
this.
At a minimum, uh-huh. It is mm-hmm. impossible to argue. He was at that scene. Now, whether he did the dirt or assisted in covering
after,
it up, like,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
He did, I think he was
on.
There.
Right. Right. No, and to be honest, man, like I said, I wouldn't die on the hill either way. But there was something. The other thing is this, you know, I don't celebrate the death of people. It's just not in me. You know, part of it is my faith, but the other part of it is just I just don't do it. I've never really felt compelled to do it.
No, I'm not mad at you for it. I just, like I said, there's a short list. Consider it like a VIP list to hell. I think OJ's on it. I think if you're on that VIP list, you don't need to feel any spiritual guilt. He never repented. He never paid a price. This piece of garbage
once publicly said that
while Ron and Nicole are physically dead, they killed me. Can you imagine saying that publicly?
No. But the sad reality is you don't know what his deathbed confessions were, so you don't know. Just saying. The guy died with Christ, and he was a bad dude, and he got to go into heaven.
Are we talking about OJ?
No.
Oh.
No. I said Christ.
Man, you confuse me when you go down this road.
Sorry. David knows what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, I'm sure it's a great story. I'll get around to it. 248-539-9797. Let's get a little football today. We can get into the draft. We are going to talk about this Detroit sign thing. And yes, at some point today, much like Kenny will visit his bidet, we'll talk about the Wings, who I have no patience for.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So, some things in the news. Let's get this one out of the way first. Rashee Rice. An arrest warrant has been issued for Rashee Rice. He has been charged with 6 counts of collision involving bodily injury, 1 count of aggravated assault, 1 count of collision involving serious bodily injury. And his lawyers and the report says that he was driving the Lamborghini. Does he play in 2024?
I think he plays because nobody died. I know that the mom of a 4-year-old was sent to the hospital. Walking away was the dumbest thing he could do. Street racing would be the dumbest. Then walking away. He would actually be in more trouble per his lease agreement. Had he been in the vehicle with someone else driving, they could have elevated each of the 6 charges in the state of Texas. That's what I have read. That's my understanding of it. I don't pretend to be a lawyer. David, I will just always lean on the fact the NFL, I've watched people kill people and still play. So I always lean on he'll play. Mm-hmm. Now, do I think there's a lengthy suspension in here? Sure. I mean, if poor J-Mo can get popped by some stupid gambling rule, then I'd like to believe there has to be a price to pay.
So you think a 6-game suspension?
Sure.
Something like that?
Sure. But I will always err on he'll play.
Yeah.
He'll have very expensive lawyers. He will fight this tooth and nail. It will be a drawn-out process. I think he plays.
I mean, the weirdest thing was he literally just walked away, gathered his stuff, didn't run. Him and his boys just went down the side of the freeway, and as people recorded them.
Right. Like, what's your plan here exactly? Don't know.
Rico, this next one is for you. As you go around and you see high school prospects and they have dreams of maybe making the NFL, if you happen to run into a future quarterback there, give them this news from Russell Wilson. For me, to be able to go to back-to-back Super Bowls and win one for them, I think opened up a lot of doors. Now you see guys like Patrick Mahomes who've won it. It's really, I opened up the door for black quarterbacks.
Oh, I hate this man so much.
What is this guy thinking?
Wait, he did not say that.
Yes,
David. David, you're Kenny. I'm calling a flag. Is this for real, Kenny?
Often,
I'm not listening to you. Kenny, please. Is this real?
I've seen it. David has shown it to me. It is absolutely real.
Listen, when I think of the true liberators, I think of Dr. Martin Luther King, I think of the Mahatma, and I think of Russell Wilson.
When you think of quarterback, do you think of Russell Wilson first?
No.
Or do you think of Doug Williams and Warren Moon and Randall Cunningham?
Right, we're just going to forget about Doug Williams. Seriously, he actually won the Super Bowl.
MLK.
Right.
Russ.
I'm just saying, like, they literally asked Doug Williams, like, you know, how long have you been a black quarterback? He's like, all my life.
Frederick Douglass, Russell Wilson.
Malcolm X,
Russell Wilson.
Russell standing behind the curtain.
I think Russell Wilson, honestly.
This ain't real.
No. I mean this. It's not a joke. I think he's lost his. I think somewhere he lost his mind and is just surrounded by people that allow the delusion. He's insane.
You may be right because literally he wants the NFL and I guess Mahomes and every black quarterback to send him a thank you card.
For what? Doing the worst sandwich commercial ever?
Thanks to you, Russ, I never would have known that I could do this. Forget what happened decades before you.
Man.
Wow.
Man.
Well, that's funny. Leads me into the next story here, well, we will have two black quarterbacks playing in Brazil on September 6th. That is the first Friday of the NFL season. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers will face.
Will the Steelers be there? Because if the Steelers aren't there, then it doesn't matter because Russ needs
to be
right.
There. That's right. How could we not take the man who started the black quarterback movement, Russ Wilson?
Don't you know that Russell helped discover Brazil?
So now we'll get
to hell with Harriet Tubman, Russ Wilson.
Right. Russell Wilson and the Underground Railroad.
Who needs Claudette Colvin? Russ Wilson.
So we will get the
Russell
opener.
Ain't giving up his seat on the bus.
We'll get the opener on Thursday. Then we have a game on Friday.
What apparatus do I have to download to watch this game?
It doesn't say.
It's Peacock?
It doesn't say. It just says they'll open up September 6th.
Oh, so why are we opening up in Brazil? Seriously?
International game, Michael.
Yeah, but that should not be the opener, and it shouldn't involve two playoff teams opening the season. I don't like it.
So it's not going to be a Thursday night game. It's just going to be that one on Friday, or is it going to be Thursday?
There's going to be a Thursday game. There's going to be that Friday game and probably two Monday night games for the opening weekend.
Because in the world of the NFL, Michael, less is more. Or more is more. Let's just keep having more and more games. Because what are you going to say? No, I don't want more football. That's what they believe. Now, the game there, I mean, I would be upset. Whose home game is it?
I believe it's the Eagles' home game.
I would be upset.
Yeah.
I mean, either you fly to that game or you can go and see the rest of the games because you're not going to be able to do both. But, hey.
John Lewis, Russ Wilson. Tough push.
Well, let's talk about this.
Wasn't it Russell Wilson on the stand at the Olympics raising his fist?
Right. Jackie Owens, Russ Wilson.
Let's touch on this.
You know,
here.
David has always said Rosa Parks was overrated. Maybe David was on
to
something.
Why? Because Russell did it first.
Right.
Let's touch on this news here that we did not get a chance to touch on yet this week. But Josh Allen received a huge deal from the Jacksonville Jaguars. New 5-year deal, $150 million, $88 million guaranteed. He is now the second highest edge rusher in the NFL.
He had an unbelievable year. He's had a productive career. This is what edge rushers cost. You want to sign a 25-year-old edge rusher who's going to get you 15 sacks a year? Here's what it costs. The only thing I would say as it relates to the Lions is by the time you're going to pay Aiden, if Aiden is remotely improves over the next year or two, you're going to be talking about Aiden Hutchinson getting the same deal, except it's going to be 25% more expensive.
Yep.
The cap will go up. The deals go up with it.
Yeah, you don't want to look at the dollar figure because proportionally it'll be the same. Because it's like, oh my God, it's like with Goff, like he may make $50 million. Yeah, but you got to look at the totality. It's not that much.
So a couple things about the draft before we close this out. First thing here, I need you to craft a deal because the Raiders team owner has said he's given his blessing for Pierce and Telesco to make a move, any move for a quarterback, so long as it makes sense. They have been heavily linked to Jaden Daniels, who probably goes in the top three. What deal makes sense to get from 13 to maybe 2?
David, without having their entire draft table, I just remember they gave up so much to get Russ, and they have so much dead money. Yes, they have to take a quarterback. The problem is they're 13th, and do they even have a first-round pick next year? Look, if they had a first-round pick next year, this is a very easy answer to me. You take the first, you take pick 13, and you got to go higher than the Vikings go. That's it. I don't have another answer.
Yes, the Raiders do have a first-round pick next year and the year after.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Broncos. David, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought we were talking Broncos. I apologize to everybody. Raiders, no-brainer. You play in Las Vegas. You are an absolute attraction.
First round this year, first round next year.
You do what needs to be done. Yes, because, Rico, think about it. Las Vegas, it is a part, it's a show. You have to have a reason for people to be there, and it can't always be the opposition. They need a quarterback. You can't trot Aiden O'Connell out there. Yes.
He's becoming a fan favorite.
Well, good
there.
For you. Enjoy that.
Yeah, he's going to be awful. Then let's get to this one to close it out here.
He's no Russell.
Because Adam Schefter kind of...
I love how I just confused AFC West rivals.
You know.
Maybe the dementia is setting in.
It is what it is.
Like they all look the same.
But Adam Schefter kind of brought up...
Come on, man. That is not remotely relevant.
He brought up something here with the Dallas Cowboys about their future at quarterback with Dak having a contract situation and them not doing much in free agency. Could Dallas be a sleeper at 24 for Michael Penix Jr.?
I hope not, because I'd be forced to hate him, and that would make me sad. I have no idea what the Cowboys are doing right now. I as a franchise, it seems like they're running an offseason, Rico, like much like Doug is trying to kill Gator with the temperature in this room. I think they want McCarthy fired.
They do. And everybody's on the same page when it comes to the coach, but I will say this. I think that Dallas is really going with smartest man in the room syndrome. David, I don't think it's Michael Penix. I think there's a quarterback out there. You may laugh at me, but because they did it with Dak in later rounds.
Michael Pratt, maybe, Tulane.
Spencer Rattler.
Oh, no.
South Carolina or Joe Milton from Tennessee. Two guys who will be around with that fourth-round selection or fifth-round selection. Dallas did it before. They believe they can do it again. They're not going to move up. They'll get one of those two guys and says, you know what, you got kind of like what the Lions did with Hendon Hooker. We're going to give you a little runway, learn the game, and then when your time comes, we're going to tap you on the shoulder. You better be ready. Same that happened with Dak. Think about that. They took him late. They didn't rush him, but when it was his time, he took over.
That is an interesting theory, and that is in football today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.